would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
But yeah, very ready for 2017 and this beautiful new earth energy that just continues to get stronger and stronger and more beautiful. And so I would love to invite you to join us for our next Manifesting Mastermind coming up on January 11th, 28 Days of Abundance, creating a new reality for 2017. And it is most incredible experience, the Manifesting Mastermind. We do it in a private Facebook group. And I just have continued to receive feedback and testimonies from people who have taken this course with me in the past and how it's actually profoundly, deeply, profoundly changed their life, changed the course of their life. So I'm very excited to get going with our new one for the new year. Again, that's January 11th. You can find more information on my website at juliegeigel.com. All right, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for trance channeling. And then I'll ask you to just take three deep breaths with me. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you here this day as you close out your year and begin anew. For this not only occurs at the end of your year, this actually occurs in every moment of your breath. You have the opportunity, the choice, to begin anew in each moment of your experience. Take a nice deep breath into that idea. And feel yourselves rejoicing. Rejoicing as they imagine, as they feel and witness a beautiful cleansing occurring throughout your entire soul, your entire being. Again, breathe in deeply and exhale completely. Breathing in a fresh start. And exhaling old baggage. Breathing in renewal. Exhaling any pain. And now simply allow yourself to embrace new beginnings, fresh starts, opening, and allowing yourself to go deeper into this beautiful connection with your soul. Your soul is pure love. Draw from the strength of your soul all that you need . Your soul is never empty, it is always full of love, full of light, full of blessings. You have the ability to function primarily from this space, the space of your soul. And as you feel your ego moving in and out throughout your day, you can be a witness instead of a hostage. You can always feel when your ego moves in, for your tongue will become sharper. Your words will be judgmental. The words you speak of others not only have an impact on their energetic field, but they impact your own. So we caution you to be careful, to be the witness to your ego that comes from a place of fear. That is not who you are. You are an eternal being of love and light. It is your choice to function in that space and allow your light to shine with your words, blessing others with your tongue, offering a shower of love with your words as you speak of others. Imagine the impact that has on their energetic field and yours. Never forget the power that you have in this lifetime. Your feelings of powerlessness are simply an illusion. Align with the truth of your being. You are a soul. You are God incarnate. And you have the power to create peace in this world you walk upon. Never forget the magnificent, incredible, incredibly powerful being that you are. You need only choose and accept the mission. Embrace your choice of living in this world from love. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. We are taking live calls on the show at 1-202-570-7057. Stay tuned for Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Join us for a free remote healing with the John of God Crystal Bed every week. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything. And I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. Are you ready to ignite deep healing and transformation? Find out how mediumship, psychic readings, and shamanic healings can all help at carrieannlarson.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for that amazing insight from Archangel Metatron. His thoughts continue to move and enlighten every time I hear him speak. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. He was introduced to me when I took my first Reiki course many years ago, and is now whom I call on to access the Akashic Records. This is where I often gain my information during past life readings as well as psychic readings. I am a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I do readings for people all over the world on the phone and with Skype. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations as well as small group readings and larger private events. I've recently started making my intention soy candles and smudging sprays that are available to the public. These can be personalized and even used as gifts. All of the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuler. Also, just a reminder, we are now accepting calls from our listeners. If they want to call in with any psychic questions or get mediumship connections, please do call in. The number for that is 202-570-7057. So let me just kind of switch gears right now as I take a nice deep breath so I can connect to Jacob. You ask for us, and we are here. It is truly that simple. We promised long before your time that this is how we would help perform our functions. And we are glad this is being utilized more and more on your planet. We feel your pain, frustration, and despondency. But we also are very aware of your hope, faith, and trust. And these are the things you need to place your focus on. Peace is a wonderful intention, but it may not be a realistic state for your human condition. It is not supposed to be. For when you experience challenges, you will grow and learn. The main challenge is how you choose to react to these challenges, for this is where the real peace will be made available. There are times when you may feel a loss of hope or deep frustration with the way your path is going. But never is this the time to take your feelings and negativity and direct it at another. It serves no purpose. It in no way teaches or serves that person, and it in no way helps you either. It is what your world might call a lose-lose situation. What do you choose to feed yourself and others? Life-giving hope, peace, compassion, empathy, understanding, and love, or debilitating cancers such as impatience, judgment, and hate. Speaking negatively of another promotes hate, and it is not just hate directed at another, but it deflects back at the person who is doing it. You may not see the immediate ramifications of your negative words that get directed to another, but they are there, hiding, to resurface time and time again. Think of all the mean or ill-spirited words you so clearly recall others may have said about you, how you may have felt when those words came back to you, how they made you feel. Many of you can recall several instances of these moments and the pain it inflicted. But what about the times you have allowed those nasty or mean-spirited words to roll off your tongue, feeding the negativity, bubbling up from your ego and the ego of others? Who does this actually help? Once again, we remind you of the ego and your need to control it, rather than it control you. Where gossip is concerned, that is precisely what is happening. You have lost the sight of your soul's beauty and given the driving reins to your ego. who feeds off the belief that it needs to be better than others. And what better way to perpetuate that belief than to attack the actions of others with judgment and condemnation? Dear fragile humans, none of you are unaffected by gossip, for it can sting deeply, and we see it most often administered by those closest, like family and friends. Those who should be trying to raise their loved ones, not dispense their own judgments on them. Each one of you has an opinion, and we realize this is part of your design. These opinions are constantly changing, though, and need not truly represent who you are. What should be the truest form of a reflection of who you are is the love and light that shines within each and every one of your souls. But this will get lost in your hustle and bustle of life and the focus of your ego if you do not choose to consciously shift your awareness to the majesty of your soul, the peace of the divine God that resides within. This is where we wish you would allow your light to shine from, not from the place of your human ego. You have all met people who have a certain sparkle or glow about them. You feel this positive peace of God shine on you when you are in their presence. These people do not need to embrace their petty ego side, but rather their light, and it is felt by all whom they interact. But even these individuals struggle against the duality of their human makeup to allow this to occur. It is not your condition to be perfect. If it was, you would not learn, and this is why you are here. This life is not the need to obtain perfection, but rather to strive toward perfection, expecting and knowing that you will fall short time and time again. It feeds your ego, helping to elevate it when it picks out the imperfections of others. But we are all perfectly imperfect in our own ways. But when you speak harshly about another, even if they never learn about it, you are sending out negative energy that hurts all on your planet. This is why it is so important to practice grateful living, the art of being grateful for all you receive, for this will help alter the vibration and make the continued shift your planet needs. Never forget your kindness, your love, your greatness. Not that of the ego, but of the beauty and purity of the soul. Allow yourself time to reflect, acknowledge, and spend time with your soul daily. For the more you know your soul, the less you will allow your ego and its cancer-causing words to run this life. Give yourself permission to simply be, quieting your mind so you can learn who your soul is. Having a fleeting moment here and there will not work for your soul's highest good or its development. We do not expect you to sit like your Buddhist monks for hours at a time to tap into your soul. but we do know the necessity of spending a few moments daily with the divine source within yourself, learning to be grateful, to give love to yourself and to others, and to help spread the love your soul feels. But if you cannot take the time to discover ways to tap into your soul, how will you ever be able to come from a divine place? This is Susan Schuller. You can find me at mediumsusan.com. And don't forget, we're ready to take your calls for mini psychic and mediumship readings at 202-570-7057. We're going to take a short commercial break. Please stay tuned for Lori Walker, who will be challenging Roalta. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuller. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. If you're looking for ways to add meditation into your daily routine, head over to carrieannlarson.com for a free guided meditation and mindfulness tips you can incorporate even while navigating traffic.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Lori Walker, and thank you, Susan Schuller, for that wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Kasha. Again, I'm Lori Walker, and I can be found at loriwalker.com, and that's Lori, L-O-R-R-I, walker.com. Before we hear from the next angel message, let me share with you a little bit about myself. For the last 27 plus years, I've been a professional certified nurse practitioner and nurse midwife. I'm also the owner and CEO of a birth center in California, called South Coast Midwifery and Women's Healthcare, where I've been delivering babies or new spirits to families for decades. Additionally, I'm a professional psychic, spiritual medium, certified multidimensional energy healer, Reiki master, cranial sacral therapist, and trance channel. I've been offering spiritual messages from angels and spirit for about 10 years now. I offer private sittings, small group readings for psychic and mediumship messages, spiritual healings using Reiki, cranial sacral therapy, gong, and crystal bowl sound vibrational healing for chakra clearing and balancing. Additionally, I offer spiritual counseling, life readings, readings for families with new babies, relationship readings, and I do private readings, small group readings for parties, charity events, spiritual gatherings, and some other services that I offer include space clearing, meditations, spiritual development circle, and medium mentorship for budding psychics and mediums. Along with my two esteemed co-hosts, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuller, I'm a double-tested, ethical, and accurate psychic medium with Shea Parker Best American Psychics. You can learn more about me by going to my website at loriwalker.com. That's Lori, L-O-R-R-I, walker.com. And please join me on Facebook and Instagram. And that's Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer. Now, Rialta will be speaking today in the message from the angelic realm. Rialta is the name which is used to reference a group of angelic beings who who offer insight and guidance from a perspective which is closer to God, Goddess, Source, or all that is. Rialta's been with me for approximately 8 years, and the messages that come through are loving and profound. For a bit of clarification, Rialta is speaking on the behalf of a group of angels. Therefore, you'll hear Rialta refer to themselves as we. So let me get, just give me a moment here to connect with Rialta and bring her in and give you some messages. Greetings, dear ones. Rialta speaks this day through our channel. It is with great appreciation that channel provides this opportunity for these words to be presented today. The question has been posed as to the nature of words, of the intention of words, and how one can be affected by the words received. Words can be received as arrows or as rainbows. At times, words are but symbols through which the intention of thought is presented. Intention behind words is something to be mindful of. For if the word is one thing and the intention is another, the intention will outweigh the word. For all which occurs comes from intention. Words are but symbols. Choose carefully. Use care in what one presents to another. Look to your intention. Do your words come from your heart? Or perhaps your ego. What is it that you wish to create with the words that you speak? Do you wish to build up another? Give them opportunity to feel a sense of support? Feel loved? Or do you wish to create disharmony or disease? Dis-ease. In those that you give your words to. Do your best. Remember that the words you give yourself are just as important as those you offer to others. Beware of self-criticism by your words. Do your best. Then let it be. Have the intention, desire to provide comfort, love, support. Your intention will assist to provide this. Give your own self words of support, acknowledgement, and betterment. This will assist to lift your own state of consciousness and present state of being. For it is with yourself, which is the foundation of what will move forward to others in your communications. Your own foundation. The words, the thoughts you provide in your own mind are the foundation for what will be able to be given to others. It is a foundation of intention which will go forth to others. for you have received instructions similar during your airplane travels, have you not? If there is a potential danger during the flight, you are to first provide an oxygen mask to yourself before attempting to help another. This is that you must have well-being before providing well-being to another. This holds true for the foundation of your minds as well, regarding what you offer others in the words of betterment. There will be times when words of displeasure may be on the tongue, awaiting to give others. There will be times when these words are projected without filter, resulting in words you would like to take back. This may occur. We put forth to you that we recommend having the intention of softness around the words. It is not possible to filter one's thoughts at all times prior to speaking, but we would suggest having the intention in your mind that you would have a presence of thought. Having listened to these recommendations, you have now planted a seed in your consciousness. Planted the seed, you will now have that intention. If you indeed accept these words which we offer you today, plant that seed now, if you will, that you will have the intention of words of betterment. If you will, we offer this opportunity to plant the seed in your consciousness. If you will, take 3 deep breaths. We offer you an opportunity at this time to accept these words of intention, to speak to yourself and others with the intent of coming from the heart, coming from your higher self, to provide upliftment, softness, love for yourself. We invite you to plant this seed in your heart at this time. You can use this intention daily as an opportunity to remind yourself of how the seed has been planted. You may have times when you are entering conversations and use this as a reminder that you've planted the seed. Use it if you will. Rialta speaks this day to say, know that blessings and love are with you. Thank you, Rialta. Again, this is Lori Walker, and you can find me at loriwalker.com. And stay tuned for our psychic discussion today about our channeling. And also remember that we are taking opportunity calls. And if you have any comments or questions about the messages today, be sure to give us a call in. And that number is 1-202-570-7057. I can't wait to hear from some of you. Hope you give us a call in. I'm hoping also that we can all have an opportunity to discuss the messages that have come in. They've been wonderful similarities. It's amazing how we can all have different messages from different angels, but with a thread of similarity. It's fabulous.
We'll be right back with Susan Schuller and Julie Geigel and myself.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuller. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson, founder of the Journey to Authenticity series, an intensive journey to guide you along your path to prosperity, abundance, health, love, and the one thing at the root of it all, your authenticity. Head over to carrieannlarson.com to learn more.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And thank you to the lovely Lori Walker for that beautiful message from Rialta. Now we're just going to take a few minutes to discuss our insights and messages we received during the channeling today. And don't forget, we're here and ready to take your call at 1-202-570-7057. And it looks like we do have a call. So let's go ahead and take that. And we are, okay, well, we are here and ready to take your call at 1-202-570-7057. And so we will go ahead and start our discussion off with Metatron. The channeling feels like it was forever already during our first segment. Any thoughts? We'll start with Lori, if that's okay.
Sure. I thought it was lovely. When Metatron spoke about soul is pure love and to draw from that strength, and that we're always full, that was like neon signs for me, a reminder that we are more than our fragile egoed selves who are here. And it was a reminder also about that we are God incarnate and that we're powerful beings. And I think I needed that today for just being part of the show, you know, being the newbie. And so it was just a wonderful reminder, and I really appreciated it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Susan, any thoughts on Metatron today?
You know, it's interesting, like what Lori was just saying. I mean, how you can have five different people hear the exact same words, and each person will walk away with something different. so I see how Lori kind of connected that into herself. The main thing that I really got from what Metatron was talking about was being the witness to your ego, and I think that might have even been a direct quote that he said, because I find that is one of the biggest challenges I personally have, is just being able to kind of step back and realize that what I'm thinking isn't necessarily me. Do you understand what I mean? It's like we have to kind of realize it's something different. It's our ego. And I just think so many of us go through the day and we might not even know what our ego is. So it's funny how much ego came up today.
Yeah, it was interesting. And I know, you know, we just had that Christmas season, and I, between retrograde and menopause, it was difficult because my emotions were just swirling, and you know, the littlest thing someone did or said, I just tipped me right off the edge, and I could watch myself, I could witness myself, and as I was falling over the cliff, I could hear myself saying to myself, "Do not take it personally. Do not take it personally. You know, pull yourself." Step back and, you know, look at that bigger picture. But boom, my ego was crashing at the bottom on the floor like, you know, a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum. And it was just like beyond myself. And, you know, as I take a few days later to take a look at all of the twists and turns of the ego and of the collective consciousness, and then how Mercury retrograde can really play a huge role in our perception of things that are going on. So I know Metatron was talking to me today. as we all often feel, messages are directed, you know, specifically at each one of us, you know, pieces of it. But yeah, it was exciting. And let's shift over to Jacob. Wonderful message from Jacob, as always. And just a few of my highlights. You have lost the sight of your soul's beauty, and you feed off the poison of your ego. And he was, just talking about gossip in general. And I think that when we have the holidays and we're around family, we're around friends, people we're, you know, don't always spend that intimacy with, there can be a tendency toward judgment and a tendency toward condemnation or opinions. and, you know, just to remember, that's not who you are. That's not the God that you came here to be. The more you know the soul, the less you will allow the ego to rule your tongue. And I really love that one. Thoughts, Lori?
I agree. I also, one of the other things that, there was a few things actually that really struck me. And that was, one was that it's simple, that we ask and we are here, that everyone can channel their own guides, and that all that we need to do is ask and believe and be open to their messages, and that we're perfectly imperfect. That was beautiful. It's like, of course, why do we have to be, what is perfect? Can we be perfectly imperfect? I loved that idea. It gave me something to, I want to meditate on that a bit. And also, I really loved what Jacob had to say about living a grateful life, or gratefully living, I think is the term that Jacob used. And that was, for me, just another really lovely reminder to live gratefully, to live in that state of gratitude, just that we should just always be that way. And looking around, because we have so much, available to us. I'm looking outside right now. I'm in California, and I'm looking at the sunshine and the green hills because we've been getting rain, and I'm so grateful that we're getting rain. And every little thing, I see a hummingbird out my window right now. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. That's a message for me right there, just that the beauty of the world. And it was just a lovely reminder from Jacob
to live in a state of gratitude.
Absolutely. Susan, any thoughts on your channeling today?
You know, I got so deep today. It's, you know, they have those moments where you're just like, I just spoke and I don't even know what I said. So I'm going to go off on what Laura was saying, honestly. But it is, it's interesting because when you start living a grateful life, it's like you get more reasons to be grateful. So it really is a catch-22 in a good kind of way when you get in the habit of doing that. So, I mean, honestly, I think once I started, like, when you know how we all have blue days? When I started having blue days and I would stop and I'd recheck myself and then I'd go through, like, my list of everything that I was really thankful for, and even on your worst days, you can always come up with a few things, it really altered not just my energy but the way that I perceived the world.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a moment at Christmas when our daughter had went to church with us, and she'd opened gifts afterwards, and then all of a sudden we were getting ready to sit down for dinner, and she's like got her coat on, and she's like, I have to leave. I have to go, you know, spend the rest of the day with my boyfriend. And we had a moment there at the door, and off she went, and afterwards I sat down and really moved into gratitude. It's like, all right, she went to church with us. We had a great time opening gifts. Do I need to have the whole Monty? No, that's my ego, right? So it was a miraculous how that totally shifted and cleared all that ego energy, and I was able to just really move back into the beautiful sacredness of the day. All right, let's take a minute to peek into Rialta's message. She just had so many beautiful, beautiful things to remember. Words can be received as arrows or as rainbows. I loved that. That was over the moon. But the one that really stuck with me is have the intention of softness around your words. And intention is everything, because now that we're in this new earth energy, we can feel more of people's authenticity. So we are not just hearing words, we're feeling your intention behind the words. Susan?
You know, and that's absolutely true. And it's funny because certain words have different energy. So it's like you have to be very conscious. I know, especially when I started teaching high school and I looked at the way the kids spoke to each other, it's like even just, and that's where, I know some people will say, you know, well, a swear word only has, you know, bad intentions if you give it that. But I just think it has like a certain vibration, whereas if you're throwing around a lot of bad words, it like lowers your frequency. And so to me, when she said, you know, they can be like arrows or rainbows, I love the rainbows. You really do see that.
Yes. Physically see that. Beautiful. Lori, any thoughts on your channeling today?
I, like Susan, was kind of deep, and I thought, oh, wonder what I said, but or what Rialta said through me. But, you know, going back to what Susan said about the lower frequency of a word, I've just been reading Doreen Virtue's book called Angel Words, which is all about that. They've taken words, and you can literally see what it looks like. The vibration of a higher frequency word is beautiful, and the lower or accusatory bad words actually look different. They literally look very different. And so the studies that she's been doing are proving really what Susan was just saying, that they carry a lower frequency, and we are, when we speak them, then we are creating that frequency in our own bodies.
Well,
whether
and
it's
I think,
lower or higher.
Yeah, and I think Metatron had mentioned that as well, is that the words don't only affect the people, you know, it affects their energy field when you say them or think them, but they also affect your energy field. It's that double-edged
sword. Yes.
Yeah, and I also loved how Rialta talked about the foundation, creating your own foundation. So many beautiful messages today. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our favorite quotes of the show. community member, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.